Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to start.
Job to do. That's win. That means you stay focused for four quarters. Know your assignments and finish on every play. Don't be looking for shortcuts and don't even think about making excuses. Because if you want the W, you're going to have to earn it. Nothing comes for free. Not 1 yard. You pay for it with sweat, with determination, with heart. You do things the right way because that's the only way. You pick up your teammates, you keep your head high, and you remember everything you went through to get here. Because at the end of the day, there's only one person looking back at you in the mirror, and that's one person you don't want to cheat.
Time for the Balanced Gridiron and Fantasy Football Huddle. My name's Sean Mark with El Presidente. It is Saturday, the third day of December. So glad that you could join us on this Saturday. We got a jam-packed show for you today. We've got some people out sick today, so my normal intern coach, Mr. Brian Jensen, Super Colts fan, he's not going to be able to join us. He did say he would try to call in about a half hour or 45 minutes to help us talk some NFL. But he did want to pass on the fantasy football huddle today. Mr. Axel is also sick, so it just leaves myself and that one and only guy that knows everything there is to know about fantasy football, Mr. Michael Daly from the Geek Miser. Michael, what up, my brother?
Good morning, El Presidente, sir. Yeah, I don't really know everything about there is about fantasy football. Otherwise, I'd have several crowns by now.
Well, I tell you what, I think that it's been a rough year for everybody when it comes to fantasy football. And guys, you know what? We need the 12th man to step up today. You know, so we need you guys to give us a call and chime in about what your fantasy football thoughts are. 917-889-8516 is the digit. I tell you what, and one of the things that we're going to get into, Michael, here in just a minute here on Fantasy Football Huddle, and by the way, we are streaming across the United States, so glad that you could join us, and we're more than willing to talk about any team that is out there, but one of the things we're going to get into later on today is obviously the Colts and the Patriots. I don't know how much we can polish up that turd, Mike, but we'll do our best. Obviously, Peyton Manning coming back with some news yesterday. I mean, some promising news, some encouraging news. I was talking to Greg Rakestraw yesterday. He said here on the show with Gary Snyder that, you know, hey, I think that Peyton Manning, that Jim Irsay's got a year of the best of both worlds. A lot of people disagree with that theory, and we'll certainly get into that discussion as well. You know, we're going to talk a little bit about those Eagles and the Seahawks game on Thursday. Really kind of a disappointing, you know, for Seahawks fans, you know, you guys, your team came up, showed up. The thing about it is the story lies in Philadelphia, and it's not always sunny in Philadelphia. So, you know, we'll get into that discussion as well. But before we do that, one of the things that you always want to look at, and we talked about that here on the show last week, Mike, is the waiver wire and how important the waiver wire plays for you. Now, a lot of times, you know, that we look at the waiver wire, but we don't make use of it. You know, I always equate the waiver wire as, you know, when you drive around a neighborhood sometimes and people just leave out a perfectly good TV and it works just fine. And you pick it up and you got yourself the TV. I mean, that's the way I look at it. So what we're going to do, thanks to our friends over at Bloomberg, who gave us the Bloom Week 13 Fantasy Football Waiver Most Wanted List, put that together for me this week. So I appreciate them doing that for us. So we're going to run that real quick. When we get back, Michael, you and I together, Long Ranger and Tonto, my friend. Be right back.
Hello there. Welcome to 4th and Fantasy. I'm Rob Shaw for Bloomberg Sports. And today the topic, the five players most wanted on the fantasy football waiver wires. Now, before we get to fantasy, let's start off with reality. And again, the headline, in my opinion, has to be Tim Tebow with yet another win. And this time, yes, it was against a team in the Chargers that have been struggling this season. But still, any time that the Broncos beat Philip Rivers, it's an accomplishment, particularly on the road. If you look at this game and how it was won, the thing about Tebow, everyone's saying one-dimensional. Now, yes, 51 of the 70 plays were called for rushes, with Wilson McGahee having a very nice day, and also the decisive rush at the end that put the team into field goal position for that win. So, yes, that's true, but there were some plays where Tebow had to throw the ball. He connected on only 50% of his 18 passes, but this is a stat you should pay attention to. 7.9 yards per pass attempt. Yards per pass attempt is truly one of the better metrics to determine the value of a quarterback. You want to see a quarterback who can get around 6, 7 yards per pass attempt. Now, Philip Rivers, he was only around 5 yards per pass attempt. Now, this guy, again, Tebow, 7.9. He had some huge plays, plays that allowed the Broncos to hang in there and ultimately win yet again. And if you look at the record with him, I believe it's now 5-1 ever since the Florida Gators legend has turned over to be the starting quarterback of the Denver Broncos. So that's the case in reality right now. He's available in only about a third of fantasy leagues in Tebow, so you might want to pick him up if you're in those leagues. If you're not, well, don't worry. We have five other guys to discuss, and let's start off with a wide receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles who comes in as the fifth most wanted off the fantasy football waiver wires. The name is Jason Avant. This is a guy who we don't really discuss that much often because of the reason that he's just not a big-time star. The big stars in that team, obviously, Jeremy Maclin and DeSean Jackson. Now, Maclin, injury-prone. DeSean Jackson has his injuries, too, but also a lot of issues with the contract request and also getting benched. Remember, he was benched for an entire game for being late to practice. I'm sure there's other elements to it. And then most recently, struggling this past weekend, he couldn't catch the ball. Very strange. When he does catch the ball, he gets some great plays, but often he was dropping passes, so for that reason, he ended up on the bench. A lot of people are running to pick up Riley Cooper, but I wouldn't get too excited about Cooper, because Cooper's really in there because Maclin is injured. Also, with Vince Young starting at quarterback, I think he threw for 400 yards this weekend, Cooper's getting a lot of targets. But even when Maclin returns, I see Avant sustaining his fantasy value. He's on pace for a career high in receiving yards. In fact, with only 11 games played so far, he's about 30 yards away from his career high. He's on pace for over 800 yards of offense this season. Jason Avant having a very nice season. He's a solid veteran. I'll tell you what, with DeSean Jackson's personality this year, I could see him leaving the Eagles very shortly. And on that note, Avant might be considered a longer-term option. So for that reason, he might get a few more plays. All right, next up, Marion Barber. He comes in at number 4 on the list. Now, Barber, a former fantasy star with the Dallas Cowboys, despite the fact that he never really rushed for 1,000 yards, he was a touchdown machine, and he continues to be one with the Chicago Bears. Now, the reason why I have him on the list right now is also because Jay Cutler's injury is going to force the Bears' hand into playing much more conservatively on offense in order to let the defense have a chance to win the games. Matt Forte having an MVP-caliber season, but they don't want him to get injured. So they're going to give Barber a lot of carries. Barber actually led the team in rushing yards this weekend with over 60. You look at his numbers on the year, he's got about a handful of touchdowns so far, despite missing the first couple of games of the season due to injury. Again, rushed for over 60 yards this week. Marion Barber, in my opinion, one of those guys who's not a solid number one or number two running back, but if you're in a very deep league or if you're in a league that requires a flex, I've seen worse options. This guy is a touchdown magnet, and now he's going to get some more carries. Number 3 on the list, we're going to stay with Chicago. Whenever you get a new quarterback, you should pay attention to his tendencies, because remember, the quarterback helps determine the value of the wide receivers. Who would have thought that we'd see Wes Welker as the best wide receiver in the NFL fantasy-wise? Well, Tom Brady is the one who made that happen. So on that note, Johnny Knox having a very good game. He had over, 4 receptions, 104 45 yards. That included a 29-yard touchdown strike. Knox is a talent. Last year, he had over 900 yards receiving. This year, he was in and out of the doghouse of Mike Martz. He started slow, but starting to build up a little bit. In fact, last week, he had his first touchdown of the season, also had 97 yards. Lo and behold, Knox is on pace for over 900 yards for a second year in a row. He's available in the majority of fantasy leagues. I do recommend that you pick him up. Number two on the list, we're talking about a running back here. Now, the Indianapolis Colts have been struggling all season long, and personally, I don't think they're going to get a win this year. But one bright spot in fantasy has been Donald Brown. Brown was once a first-round pick out of UConn, but he kind of struggled his first 2 years in the league. He averaged fewer than 4 yards per carry. Before I mention yards per passing attempt, when it comes to yards per carry, that's the metric that determines the efficiency of a running back. And if you look at what Brown's done this season, he's averaging 4.5 yards per carry. And it's funny because it seemed like the Colts gave up on the guy. They brought in DeLon Carter in a fourth-round pick. They re-signed Joseph Addai and had him as their starting running back. So Brown really looked like he was going to be a third stringer this year. Addai got injured. Carter seemed to start. He struggled more than Brown. Brown came in, did very well. This past week, 80 yards rushing, scored a touchdown as well, really kept the Colts in. It gave them some hope, though, as you know, they did go on to lose and remain defeated this season. But Donald Brown, a guy who is available in the majority of fantasy leagues and posting some solid numbers. And finally, number one on the list. Let me get to that page. The name is Roy Elu. This is not the first time we've discussed Roy Elu on this show. The problem is he plays for Mike Shanahan. Shanahan has broken many hearts before because he just don't know his hand. You don't know who he's going to pick as his running back. He's proven that he could take guys off the street, put them in the backfield, and have them rush for over 1,000 yards. We saw it from guys like Mike Anderson, Ruben Jones, Tatum Bell. Now we're going to see it from Roy Elu. Again, this is a rookie for the Washington Redskins. He had some pretty good games a couple of weeks ago. Remember, they began very early in the season. Tim Hightower was the star running back there. He got injured, lost for the season. Ryan Terrain, always a favorite of Shanahan, also got an opportunity to shine. And then Elu kind of shined even more than Terrain, but for some reason he kept giving the ball to Terrain over Elu. Finally, the team is not going to make the postseason. I think Shanahan realizes it's time to look at the future. Elu with a fantastic performance this weekend. He had over 100 yards rushing, 146 total yards in week 9. This time he did even better than that, 108 rushing yards, an additional 54 receiving yards, and that came, I think, on 7 receptions. So if you're in a PPR league, again, a guy who once had 14 receptions in a game, this time at half that, which is still more than just about any other running back in the NFL. So Roy Elu is going to help you in many ways. He's now giving you a lot of rushing yards because he's finally getting the rushing attempts that are needed in order to solidify his position as a number two, a solid number two fantasy running back. So in my opinion, again, Roy Elu, finally, you have no choice. You're going to have to hope Shanahan could be rational, look to the future, give his rookie the ball, because as you can see, Elu did quite well this past weekend. Well, that's all for now for Bloomberg Sports. I'm Rob Shaw. Thanks so much for watching, and best of luck as we enter Week 13 in the NFL.
Well, thanks, Rob, over at Bloomberg Sports for helping us out with that on fantasy football waiver. Michael, obviously one of the things we want to talk about, not really, you know, matchups. We could get into that if you want to, guys. Write down this digits. Give us a call. We're going to be taking calls. We do have open phone lines, 917-889-8516. But joining us right now of the Heat Misers, Mr. Michael Daly, we're going to talk about some strategies, some of the things that we've done that's worked for us. Now, keep in mind, guys, this is what's worked for us. And maybe you could take a little bit of what we take it. And the great thing about a fantasy league and being the owner or manager of a fantasy league, you're the owner, you're the manager. You get to make the decisions, and ultimately, you're the one who has to make the decisions. We can kind of give you some guidance and some helpful advice, which is what we're here to do, is to try to help you do that. But at the end of the day, you have to make your own executive decisions that you think is best for your team. So, Michael, let's start with you. What are some of the – and you're in a couple of leagues, so let's just start with you, and what are some of the things that you look at, and what are some of the strategies that you've done that has either helped you or you think, well, maybe that wasn't such a good idea?
Well, the league I'm in with you, it's a standard league, and on that one I just pretty much try to go for the best available player at the time. I'm really kind of, and I got away from the strategy I went with on my other league. And for a while, it just seemed like that was going to work. I was really scoring some points, but, you know, I don't know. Wins and losses didn't come, and I play certain teams like, you know, untouchables. People, it seems like my guys just lay down and die. So they kind of we had a great talented team and just couldn't really pull it off. And you know, injuries kind of hit me there. So I'm not really sure what happened in that league, but on my other league, ESPN league, I did a strategy where I went after the running backs really strong, and running backs and quarterbacks. I made sure I had a really good quarterback, a good solid quarterback. I drafted Arian Foster first. Second, I went for I believe it was Peyton. No, I went after Tom Brady, then Peyton Hillis. And I wanted a good solid quarterback, not only somebody that was good, but that was on a good team and was a veteran quarterback that I knew that was going to come on strong towards playoff time. That seemed to work out really well for me. Arian Foster, obviously, on the Houston Texans, he's they're a team that is up and coming, although it looks like they may struggle a little bit in the quarterback position right now, which might hurt the team. But, Peyton Hillis, that was my gamble. He had a great year last year. But what I found out about Peyton Hillis, one of the negatives, not only is his run style, which – you know, he runs over people, which eventually wears a guy down. But he also is on a team that really doesn't move the ball very well, and he's the primary weapon. And what it does, it allows other teams to really key on him and try to stop him because there's no other weapons to really take over. And so his fantasy value may decrease later in the year, which I found out last year. The other thing about him, of course, that running style, it'll really he wears down as the year goes on. But if it's in an offense that doesn't really move the ball real well, it's not too hard to stop one person. And so that strategy wasn't great. Actually, he is sitting on my bench now. I was fortunate enough to pick up DeMarco Murray, but and then I also picked up Cedric Benson. And having those three strong running backs has really helped because if one of them goes down, you've got your backups. They're right there. When you go after one thing that I found out, running backs through the year are very hard to get. It's hard to find a good quality running back. You've got one at the most, usually on each team. Sometimes they'll have two, but sometimes they have none. So it's hard to pick up a really good running back through the season. But receivers you can get, especially in a PPR league, and for those of you who don't know, it's a points per reception. And that ESPN league is a points per reception league, so I went really strong on running backs, knowing that through the years I can really play that waiver wire and try to pick up some good talent, which has really helped. And so what's happened, at one point in the year I was 2-4, and about ready to give up. I thought, I don't know about the strategy, but it's really worked out because, my waiver wire picks have finally started to really strengthen my team. And now, I'm probably the second best team in the league right now. And I'm sitting at 7-5 now, so won five out of the last six. And that strategy has really paid off for me.
Well, there you go. And there's a lot of strategies. And, Michael, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And I am going to share my strategies, which might vary a little bit different. And keep in mind, like I said, guys, these are just things that have worked for us over the years. And thanks for putting in that plug for the Untouchables there, Michael. I like that. That was pretty cool. Who owns that team? Oh, that's right, I do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's Kemosabe.
Kemosabe. All right, guys, we'll be right back. When I get back, I'm going to share some of my strategies, some of the things that's worked for me over the years. And, it's really true when I say this about strategies. There is no certain ironclad strategy that's going to work for everybody. It is kind of a trial by error. So, you know, if you have some questions, if you want to share your strategy with us, give us a call, 917-889-8516. We are live across the nation, and we're streaming through Blog Talk Radio. So glad that, they help us out with that. Obviously, we're on various different radio stations and various different internet streams, phone apps, what have you. If you're listening to us, we're glad that you're listening to us. We'll be right back. It's Saturday morning. It could only mean one thing. It's the Balanced Gridiron.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Let's go. Ain't no room for hesitation up in here. It's time to leave it on the field, because it's game time. It's time to make your hard work pay off. Make your mom and dad proud. Make your opponent pay the price. It's time to step up and get it done, son. You go hard or you go home. From the first whistle to the last, bring it all day, every play. Because you know your boys are going to put on the line for you. They got your back, so you better have theirs. This is about the team. It's about pride. It's about who's the hungriest. So what's it gonna be, man? You gonna leave it on the field, or you gonna leave it inside? You gonna leave it or something in your tank, or you gonna do what champions do? Leave nothing.
All right, bitch, we're back. This is the Balanced Gridiron. My name is Tom Marquisel, Presidente of the aforementioned, and is so glad that you could join us here on Fantasy Football Huddle. We do have a few people on the injury list today. Axel being one of them. He's coughing. He's I don't know, runny nose. Who knows? Our buddy Brian Jensen, super Colts fan, somehow injured his shoulder and he's all kind of got medicated up and had to go to the doctor. And so I know he is going to try to call in. I think probably here about 9:30 after he gets. Awake, I guess, is the way to put it, where he can say intelligent conversations. No, I'm just kidding. But he had some stuff going on with his shoulder, and so right now it's the two man team. So 12th man step up. 917-889-8516. This is Fantasy Football Huddle on the Balance Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio across the nation. So glad that you could join us. Now, I also am in a couple leagues, and we were just talking to Mike Daly here, owner of the Heat Misers, and I am owner of the Pigskin Pirates and the Untouchables in one league, and the Untouchables, which is the league that I play in with Mike, and then I also am in a league on ESPN, which is a little bit more serious, a little bit more competitive, and, well, it's for money, so it is more competitive and more serious. So, you know, my strategies vary from the couple of leagues. Obviously, the one that's not really for money, that's just for fun, I'm a little bit more laxed. But the league that's for money, now, not that I'm condoning gambling. I don't think it's gambling. I think it's being rewarded for your efforts. So let me distinguish the two. What do you think about that, Mike? Is that a good disclaimer?
I think so. I think so. Yeah.
Uh, So let me talk a little bit about the league that I'm in with you. And one thing that I always do, no matter what league that I'm in, is I always look at some of the things that other people aren't looking at. And if you remember what I just said, I look at the waiver wire. And I'm kind of a last-minute waiver wire kind of guy. You know, I'm going to see if, hey, is that TV really for free? Or are they just waiting for somebody to nab it? Or is it broke? So I want to check out that TV a little bit. I want to do some research on people that I see pop up on the waivers and see how quick they get scooped up. Because I'm wondering, why were they dismissed? Why are they on the waiver wire? So, and then the other thing is I look at, let's face it, the NFL changes daily. No pun intended, Michael. But the NFL changes all the time. And let's case in point, Carson Palmer, got picked up by the Oakland Raiders. Everybody, it's like, oh, I'm not going to play Carson Palmer, or I'm not going to pick up Carson Palmer. Are you serious? Did you see what he did in Cincinnati? Guys, he's wearing a different uniform. He's with a different team. It's a different strategy, and he's doing well. So I picked him up. So those are one of the things I look at. I also look at sleepers. I look at people that maybe aren't always your top. For example, and I haven't quite made a decision yet on this, but Dan Orlovsky of Indianapolis. You know, I guess it's quite obvious, the Indianapolis Colts have given up on Curtis Painter and decided that it can't get much worse, so let's give Orlovsky a chance. For his career, Orlovsky is 164 of 293 attempts. He was also on the only team to ever go 0-16 with the Detroit Lions. And for his career,
he knows how to lose.
He knows how to lose. For his career with Orlovsky, 164 of 293 attempts for 1,801 yards with 8 touchdowns and 8 interceptions at nearly 11 yards per completion, it's almost worth taking a shot at Orlovsky this week if you don't have anybody better. And the reason why I say that, after all, the Patriots' pass defense is ranked 32nd in the league and will likely see Indianapolis playing from behind the whole game. Now, what does that mean to you as a fantasy owner? That could mean 40-plus pass attempts for Orlovsky, which could mean plenty of 0 yards for fantasy owners. On the other hand, we could see a Tyler Plako week 11 performance of 230 yards and 3 interceptions from Orlovsky. If your league doesn't penalize for interceptions, and if you're looking to play a flyer this weekend, then Orlovsky could be a good play. Now, that's a strategy. That's something that, he should have plenty of opportunities to post some good numbers. If you're a risk taker, which I tend to be sometimes, I would throw him out there and see what he could do for you. If you have other people on your team that if he falls flat on his face and that risk didn't turn out to be so good, you've got other people on your team, i.e. your running backs and your wide receivers, and if you're in a PPR league, that certainly does come into play, that can pick up the slack. So that would be one strategy that I would look at. You know, I'm also, on the other hand, especially in the money league, I'm a very conservative guy, and my strategy is I'll go with consistency every single time. And even though you might look at guys like, for example, like Josh Freeman, very, very consistent, but doesn't always give me the best numbers. I think we do have a caller. Hi, caller, who's this?
Hi, this is Nick.
Hi, Nick. Is this Nick from New England?
Yes, this is Nick from New England.
It is good to have you on board with us again. And those of you that didn't get a chance to hear Nick, Nick is he is a child prodigy. And, Nick, I am so glad that you called us this week because Nick knows everything there is to know about the New England Patriots. And, obviously, they're coming up against the Colts, big rivalry. So before we get into some fantasy football talk with Nick, Nick, tell us a little bit about what you think about the Colts and the Patriots.
Well, I think Patriots are basically going to walk down the field this game. Colts just, they've been extremely disappointing this season, not having won a game. But my only concern about the Patriots right now is I don't think guys like Brady, Gronkowski, Welker, Branch, those, the main players, aren't, I don't think they're going to have this much as a problem. But some of my secondary cornerbacks, even though we don't really have any secondary cornerbacks, did you see Edelman last week coming in to play defensive back? That was kind of weird. But I think like the younger rookies are gonna think, oh yeah, we're awesome, we're 8-3, we're playing the worst team in football, we're gonna smoke them. And they might not play to their full extent, might play three quarters of what they can do. So then, that's just my theory, but I don't think Belichick will let that happen. I also think that Brady's just going to come out strong. I don't think the Colts are going to I don't think the Colts can do anything about it.
Hey,
now,
go
ahead, Mike.
I'm glad you're on here, Nick. What I did this week, I'm really loaded up on the ESPN league. I'm loaded up on two teams, and that's the Patriots and the Cowboys, which was one also another strategy I've had this year is go for winning teams. They tend to score more points. I've got Tom Brady. I'm glad to hear you say he's going to come out strong. I wanted to ask you about Deion Branch. I've got to decide between Nate Burleson and Deion Branch. And, you know, Burleson's projected higher. He's gotten a lot of catches lately, but, you know, Branch is kind of up and down. I never really can predict what he's going to do. And his best games of the year, I've had him on my bench. Also, the Patriots defense. I hope you're wrong about the Patriots defense. I hope they are fired up and ready the whole game because I got them, too. What do you think about those?
Well, I like both players. I obviously favor Deion Branch, but I really strongly feel that Brady's going to come out gunning, and he is going to be hitting Branch a lot this game. But Burleson, he's Lions, right?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, all right, yeah. I mean, this regular season with his 43 catches, 430 yards, and only two touchdowns, I know he's probably projected more, but he's not a huge, he is a good target for Stafford, I would put in Branch for this one. I feel like Brady's going to be hitting Branch a lot. It's going to be the Branch Welker Brady show.
Do you live in Boston or do you live outside of Boston? Whereabouts do you live at?
I actually live in Maine.
Maine. Oh, okay. For some reason, I had in my mind that you lived in Boston, but that's fine. Now, are you on any? Do you have any fantasy leagues yourself? Or
yes, I do. Me and my dad do one together.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a commercial break. Can you hang around with us? Because when we get back, we want to hear what your strategy is for fantasy football.
All right, yeah, sure. I'll be here.
All right. Nick in Maine, I tell you what, guys, he is a guy. Well, we're talking to the next Chris Berman, I'll tell you that. We'll be right back here on the Balance Radio Network.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located in 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today. Do you like what you hear on the Balanced and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Welcome back to the Balance Gridiron. It is Fantasy Football Huddle. It is Saturday morning, the second day of December. So glad that you could join us across the United States. And we're going to keep this Fantasy Football Huddle going a little bit longer today. We don't have any really scheduled guests, and we were going to talk NFL anyway, so we could kind of merge your NFL conversations in with Fantasy Football. That's completely fine. But we've got a great young lad on the line with us from Maine, who's in a fantasy football league with his father. And he's talking a little bit about the Patriots. Obviously, that's his team. But with us is Nick. Nick from Maine. Nick, tell us a little bit about the strategy that you and your dad go about when you each week on your setting your lineups and so forth.
Well, throughout the season, last season we won, which was very exciting. This season, we started out, with the draft. We both loved the draft. We read up leading up to the draft, and we just sit by the computer and go strong. But this is a strategy that I developed for our team is I believe in picking defenses early, like maybe like fourth or fifth pick, because I feel if you get a good defense, then you're going to you're gonna get a lot of points out of them if you get the right defense. So we've been using that strategy, and surprisingly, it's worked. But not just that, but because like obviously you pick your quarterback first or a running back if you feel that's more important. But pick your quarterback, pick a good receiver. You need a good before you pick your defense. You need at least a good quarterback, good receiver, good running back, and then you need a good defense to help that in. The tight end, people might think that tight ends, I think tight end's an overrated position on fantasy football because, I have Gronkowski from the Patriots for my tight end, and he's been doing really good, but there's like too much credit on fantasy for tight ends, and defense is kind of getting kicked to the curb there. But I've picked in the past, me and my dad and I have picked, defenses early, and then everybody thought we're masters or something because everybody started picking their defenses right after we picked ours. But I guess
leaders.
That's just, yeah. But I guess, that's just how that worked. But, my strategy is just, we make a lot of pick up a lot of people throughout the season. I just picked up last week Laurent Robinson. He got 19 points. I like going week to week. If I look on waivers and see this guy's doing good, I'll pick him up and drop someone on my team that isn't doing it that good. But I have Brady for my quarterback. He's consistently strong. Jones-Drew running back, Reggie Bush running back. And they're both okay for anybody who's listening or if you guys have fantasy teams with them on it because I love Maurice Jones-Drew. I'm a pretty big fan of Jacksonville behind Patriots. I like what he does, but he's very up and down, like, this season, and he has been. I had him last year, too. He was very up and down, a little better than this season. He'll have one good game, have one horrible game, and have a middle game. He goes everywhere. Anybody who has Reggie Bush, like I do, he's a great guy to just have there. He gives a solid at least 10 or over points, just a nice solid add to that. Like I said, my strategy is just go pick the defense first, get a good defense, and then make a lot of moves during the season for my team.
Well, we're talking to Nick from Maine, and if you haven't guessed, he is obviously a child prodigy when it comes to football and fantasy football. Obviously, he's going to talk some Colts with us here, the Colts and the Patriots. Joining us now, we don't know how long we got him here, but is Mr. Brian Jensen, our interim co-host, or co-host who's calling us from Illinois, who joins us quite often, quite frequently. Brian, are you able to talk?
Yes, I can talk for a little bit.
We were just making jokes that you were on medication and that you couldn't put two sentences together. So. But Brian, I know you like talking to Nick. So Brian, do you have any questions for Nick, perhaps about the Colts or the Patriots?
Yeah, Tom texted me so that you were on the show, but all right, I got to pull over. I got to talk to this kid. You're pretty good. You're pretty on what you're talking about. When you do being Trevor is old, when you do this, you know, you're doing fantasy football. Does your dad give you advice, or you give advice to your dad?
Well, this normally we share it, but I call into a lot of shows around Blog Talk Radio, so I read up a lot. So I tell him a lot of stuff, but he also knows he's a bigger Patriots fan than I am, and he knows a lot about the Patriots too. When we're doing this, yeah, we both give we both give opinions. And for instance, this season we started out okay, and then we went into a huge slump. We lost 4 in a row, and I gave up. I'm like, I'm just giving up. And my dad, he still stuck with it, so I'm very happy for that. And now we just won 4 in a row. So I'm glad he stuck with it, and he was making all the moves. And I joined back in because we started winning again. I just got too fed up with losing, I guess.
You don't need to talk to me about losing. Yeah, don't give up, kid. Don't ever give up.
Now, all right, Nick, so let's get your thoughts or your dad's thoughts or both of your thoughts on this game between the Patriots and the Colts tomorrow. By all indications, the Patriots should have a pretty easy day, but this is a rivalry that goes back a long way. So what are your thoughts about the Colts and the Patriots?
My thoughts about the game is that, well, like I said earlier, that Brady's just going to go. He's just going to be everywhere, throwing the ball. I won't be surprised if even a 1 yard or 2 yard runs it in. I saw a couple quarterback sneaks last game, so I wouldn't be surprised if he does a little bit of running. I will admit that he's a horrible runner, but he does. I think he does enjoy once in a while to do the old sneak. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Colts. Like I've said in the past, I do not like the Patriots secondary, and I think one of the only reasons the Colts might have a slight, like, 10% chance against the New England Patriots is if that secondary comes in, and they're in, like we saw last week with Julian Edelman coming in to play defensive back, it kind of shows you that the Patriots secondary needs a little help when you're bringing in a wide receiver to come play on defense. But he was actually pretty good. I think he could be, he's better than some of the guys who actually are only on defense. But I think if the Patriots secondary, like I said, if those rookie guys who basically suck, if they're thinking,
don't
thinking
really
like,
think.
Hey guys, go
thinking, if there's
go ahead,
thinking
man.
Like they're thinking that we're beast with the New England Patriots, we have Tom Brady, we're gonna win this game, worst team in football, all that stuff, they're gonna be a little high on themselves, and that's gonna cause them to they might cause the game for the whole Patriots. I also think the Patriots offense, I love it. I think they're going to be really good, but it's the Patriots secondary that I'm a little worried about, and they might get some lucky shots. Like last week against Philly, I was watching it, and it surprised me because they jumped out to a 10-0 start. And I'm like, whoa, and just because of that stupid Patriots secondary was letting bombs from Vince Young get out. And that's their fault because they think that they're, like I said, they're Patriots secondary way too high on themselves. Rookies don't know what they're doing. That's one of the reasons they had to bring Edelman in, because he knows what he's doing, even though he's a wide receiver. But overall, I think that Patriots are just going to walk away with this one.
I think you're absolutely right about this. We're talking to 12-year-old Nick, who's way beyond his years in the understanding of football. Now, Nick, I don't know if you know this or not, but Tom Brady said one of his favorite people to play against is Dwight Freeney from the Indianapolis Colts. He said if he was a defensive end, he'd want to play like Dwight Freeney. So what are your thoughts about Dwight Freeney?
I like Freeney. How he's been doing. I shouldn't be bad mouthing the Colts that much. Because I do have some respect for them, because they lost Manning, and they've just been, I know they're just playing their hearts out, and they're all about, they just want to win it. Dwight Freeney, he hasn't been great. Well, he hasn't been great this season. Only 15 tackles. Not a great. I mean, it's pretty good, but he's not excellent. He's been with the Colts since 2002, and when he came in to the NFL, and I give him a lot of respect for that's about the time that's like the I believe the second first or second year Brady had his I believe that's the second year Brady's had a full season with the Patriots, first or second, and so Brady's gotten to know Dwight Freeney because they came in at similar times, only about a 2 year difference. So they know how it is to be coming into the NFL when they both came in, and I understand what Brady's saying that he likes Dwight Freeney. He's a great guy. He's 31 years old, so he's starting to get a little on the older side for defensive end. He can probably go for a little more while, but I think that I agree with Brady. It'd be great to have Dwight Freeney.
Go ahead, Mike. Do you have anything for Nick?
Have you noticed something about Deion Branch? It seems like he does the best against the best teams. I guess that's what worried me about this game. He played against the Jets. I don't know whether – have you noticed that some of the better teams seem to key in on players like Welker and Gronkowski and Hernandez, maybe leaving Branch open? Have you noticed anything like that?
I have noticed that. Talking about Branch – I predicted this was just crazy weird. When they got him last year, season, about the season before and that season too, I remembered when Deion Branch was with the Patriots before because he was on my video game. I had an old Madden game, and I remembered him and looked at some of the tapes of him on YouTube with the Patriots before he came back to them. And I'm like, do you know what they need? They need Deion Branch, because we all knew Moss was starting to become like a Manny Ramirez kind of guy at that time, and they just needed someone who had, at least he had, when he came in, he had 9 years of experience in football, and he's played with the Patriots. He's been under the coaching of Belichick. So if you've had some experience with Belichick, it's easier for you to come in, because I know it takes a while for new players to get used to Belichick's style of coaching. I knew I would get used to it because he has a slightly different style. I shouldn't say slightly, has a much different style than some of the other coaches out in the NFL right now. But he's had 45 catches. This season for 628 yards. He's averaging 14 yards a catch, which is pretty good. It's really good. Four touchdowns this season. That's solid. He's been solid. But I would be, if he was available, I would take Branch in a heartbeat. I have a lot of respect for him. I know he was not good with Seattle. When he played for them, was not a great player for them, wasn't that consistent. But coming to the Patriots, him and Brady, I know people are saying he can't be the new Moss. I agree, he can't be the new Moss. Moss was Moss, and Moss is a great player. But Deion Branch, he can be a solid wide receiver for the Patriots. And since they had experienced him before he came, before when he played with the Patriots before he came back last season, then he'll have a lot of, he knows Brady and how Brady's style. So I think Deion Branch and Brady are going to have a good game.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Sorry.
Nick, you're fine, Mike. This week, Nick, the Patriots signed defensive back Nate Jones, an 8-year veteran who was cut by the Dolphins on October 5th. Now, he could play on Sunday against the Colts. What are your thoughts about Nate Jones?
Nate Jones. I've read some about this in the newspaper. He's working. Everybody's saying he's working around the clock to know the Patriots playbook. He's Dolphins. I'm not surprised why Dolphins cut him. Wasn't doing what they thought he would be doing. I personally don't like the Dolphins at all, but they signed defensive back Nate Jones to make up so Edelman won't have to come in and play defensive back, because we don't want him to get hurt on some stupid when he comes in for some stupid injury with that's probably not even that bad, and he comes in and gets hurt. We need him. He's a good threat on offense. Excuse me. Nate Jones, he's a great player. I was reading a lot of reporters saying, like, so what time did he what time did he show up for work Friday morning? And he's saying the sun wasn't up yet with a grin. All this stuff. He's really good because we got Devin McCourty out and Patrick Chung. So I'm thinking that Jones is going to get some. Oh, if he can learn the playbook in time for tomorrow's game, I think he's going to be. He's going to come out. He wants to show his stuff to Belichick. Like I just said, he needs to learn how to be with Belichick, learn Belichick's style of the game. But I think he's going to come out strong, show what he has got with a new team, new players, new guys. I love him, and that's what I think.
Brian, do you have anything else for Nick?
You said you gave the Colts a 10% chance. You obviously haven't watched any of our games this year. Not enough. But what do you really in your gut? What do you really believe that this score is going to be at the end of the game?
My gut feeling tells me that that this score is going to be Patriots 37 against Colts 14.
Wow, you're being pretty generous.
That's right about
okay,
why I thought you.
It's the stupid secondary. I have no faith in that stupid secondary.
you haven't watched our game, see? I still believe you guys have a better secondary than ours.
I know Colt's secondary is worse than ours, but I mean, Jones is going to be a slight help to the secondary, but one guy can't run the whole team. So I wouldn't be surprised if Edelman came back in, even though I don't think he should, but he made some really good tackles. I saw him go and blitz, rush the quarterback, and get to Young when they played Philly, but. That's my score. I would take it down to is 10-37, or 10-37. That's my final.
We put in Dan Orlovsky. I mean, I think that was just completely stupid. And you know, we have one guy on defense or defensive backs that's playing good, and that's Antoine Bethea. I mean, Powers. You know, he seems to be coming around every now and then, but I mean, our whole secondary is just messed up. It's just messed up. A lot of gaps, and a lot of plays being made against us. I believe Brady's just going to blow it up. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see the Patriots score 50 on us.
The defense is a revolving door for good players. They get good players and they're around for 2 or 3 years, and then they're gone. You see them on other teams do real well. They don't really hold on to the good players, and I don't know whether they're just thinking too much into players or what. But
yeah, letting Calvin Hayden go, that was a huge mistake.
Marlon Jackson.
The Colts are a mistake. We should.
Now that's the Patriots fan coming out.
Oh man.
I'm not understanding where you're coming from here, because you're saying that Colts are – you're saying that you're disappointed that the Colts are dropped whoever it is, and they're dropping players. And then you think the Patriots are going to blow them out. So are you rooting for the Colts or are you rooting for the Patriots?
Oh, I'm rooting for the Colts, but, I mean, it ain't going to be close. It's not going to be close at all. Even if it is like you said, a 37-14 game or something like that, the statistics are going to make it look like it's about 70-0. I mean, it's going to be a total fluke that we get 14 points. Just a total fluke. I mean, I don't see how Dan Orlovsky can come out and do anything.
I have to go get ready for my basketball game today. But I just have one last question for you guys. All right. What do you guys think about Rob Ryan? Every time Dallas scores or someone scores on Dallas, they just show Rob Ryan. He's the defensive coordinator. Come on. They don't show any other defensive coordinator in the league except him. I know his brother is the head coach for the Jets. Rex. Who names their kid Rex? I don't know, but he sounds like a dinosaur name, and he looks like a dinosaur too with his big beer belly. but I just think it's weird that I keep panning to him.
All right, Nick, we got to take a break. You got to go get ready for your basketball game. Hey, Nick, what position do you play?
I rotate from three positions. Because we don't have a lot of height on our team. I'm a shooting guard, shooting forward, and shooting guard, small forward, and point guard.
Well, you have a great game, and we wish you the best of luck.
All right,
good
thank
luck,
you.
Matt. Good talking to you.
Call anytime, Nick. Nick from Maine, 12 years old. I swear to God, guys, 15 years from now, we're going to be sitting here in our nursing home chairs, rocking chairs, whatever, talking about that kid, and he's going to be that guy on ESPN. We're going to say, that's that kid. We talked to that kid. I'm telling you, he is way, way beyond his years. Well, guys, we're going to be right back, and we're going to shift gears a little bit. We still want to talk some NFL, guys, so keep holding by here, guys, because I have a long injury list today, so I don't know who's all going to be on the show. So I need you guys to help me keep voices in my ears, keep the voices going in my head. So if you guys want to stick around, we'd love to have you. But we're going to talk some NFL, but also want to talk a little bit about the inaugural Big Ten Championship game, Michigan State and Wisconsin. Kind of want to talk about that. Obviously, we want to talk some more about the Colts and some NFL, and just a little bit about what's up and coming with some upcoming bowl games in the college football scene. So we'll be right back right here on the Balance Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Tom.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located in 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Welcome back to The Balance. Gridiron, my name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente, on a Saturday morning. So glad that you could be a part of the show today. It is December the 2nd, the second day of December. My God, time does fly when you're having fun in the year 2011. Wow. You know one thing, though, I will be glad when this football season's over for us Colt fans. Obviously, you know, we talk a lot of Colts here, and I get that. That's because they're right here in our backyard. We're here in the plush studios of the Balance Studios in Indianapolis, Indiana, which is the crossroads of America. So, actually, though, we'll talk about anything that you want to talk about, any team that you want to talk about, 917-889-8516. Have plenty of open phone lines. Would love to have you guys on board with us. Man, I am running thin today. The only voices out there are your voices, so I need to hear from you. 917-889-8516. Would love to hear more from you. You know, What a great story, or I won't call it a story, just a great conversation that we had with young Nick in Maine. I don't know his last name, but he calls in the show quite frequently, and he's just always fun to talk to. And, you know, we just thought it was appropriate that he called in today because tomorrow we play the Patriots. And so what are your thoughts about the Colts and the Patriots? Obviously, you know, not looking good for those Colt fans, looking very good for the Patriots fans. I just really, really enjoy talking to Nick. And Nick is always welcome to call in. So if you guys ever get a chance to listen to him on our show, you need to stick around for that. Also joining us right now is Brian Jensen. I don't know how long we've got him for. He's on our semi-injured reserve list today. Actually, he's not quite on the IR. He's just questionable. we're letting him in a few plays at a time and see how he does. all right. So anyway, it's always a lot of fun, Brian, and to talk with our listeners. But you know, I'm like a parent. I have no favorite child. But he's one of my favorite listeners. He's just very engaging, and you know, that kid's gonna go places. I'm gonna tell you. You heard it from me.
Yeah, you texted me and said that he was on. All right, I gotta drop what I'm doing. I gotta call in.
Yeah, he just called in, and you know, I didn't plan that, and it just happened, you know. So I tell you what, guys, it's much better than sitting around waiting for that announcement from John Cain today. What could it be? What's going to happen? Well, this isn't a politics show, but I'm tired of talking about it. We know what's going to happen. He's not going to be running for president anymore. Well, okay. Brian, let's get down to business. Indianapolis Colts, New England Patriots. You and I were at the game last week, had a great time. Thanks for helping me out on that. And it was great hanging out with you and all the Super Colt fans down there, you and Mike and the rest of the gang. And I tell you what, guys, and you've heard us talk about it on the show, all our listeners have, about getting photos. And, you know, I thought, oh, okay, no big deal. Oh, my goodness. I think they were getting more photos taken. No, not at all. These guys get more photos taken of them, I would say, than the Colts players do during the week's time. Now I know why people hate the paparazzi. I do. A lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I always told myself, if I ever met, you know, one player, you know, like in the elevator or something in the hotel or walking around and that refused to sign my suit, I would just be like, look, you know, I know what it's like to live at least just one day of your guys' life, because this is what I do when I come down here. I'm dressed up like this, and it's crazy. I can't imagine what you guys go through on a daily basis. You know, and, you know, not even be able to live a normal life, you know, go to Walmart or go to McDonald's or just go out to a restaurant, your favorite restaurant, and go out and get something to eat and not be bothered. You know, we wear that stuff. I mean, you have to expect it. And, you know, for them to go out and live every day, you know, knowing that, you know, they're going to get pictures taken, they're going to be asked for autographs, they're going to be, you know, hey, can I talk to you for a minute, you know, it's every single day. And, just because it's so, if, you know, you meet someone and they blow you off, you know, don't necessarily think that they're, you know, a prick or something like that. You know, I can see how it gets annoying. I can see how it definitely gets annoying. You know, I mean, there's been days where, like, you know, later at night, it's like, we're trying to walk to a place. We're trying to get to a place. Me and my fiance, we're both dressed up and everything. You know, we're just trying to get there. And a normal walk for us, 5 minutes, takes 20 minutes. And it's like, you know, man, we just want to get to where we're going. I mean, we're being stopped all the time. It's like, you know what? It's one day, you know, so we can do that. We can stop and be like, all right, yeah, it's cool, you know, take a picture. But they do this every day of their life, you know, and, you know, you got to have respect for that. I mean, it's, you know, so, I mean, you go out and meet them, you know, and they be, you know, and you end up, they're a prick to you. Don't necessarily think that they're just totally like that, because it's not. That's not the situation, you know.
No, and I got a whole new respect for you. Well, and I can tell you one thing. I think
that it's probably a good thing that the Colts are away this weekend because it's going to be ugly. Now, there is the optimistic part of me, Brian, that says, you know, like Nick says, the secondary, and here's the thing, and this is when and you missed the fantasy football huddle, but one of the things that I was talking about in strategies is look at quarterbacks, even if it's just for 1 week, if you don't have a stud quarterback on your team, look for a guy who can get you some points for that week. And I think Orlovsky can do that because I think New England forces the throw a lot. And in fantasy football, if you're on a PPR league, you know, points per reception, they can help you out a lot. And Orlovsky could be a good guy, a good option if you don't have anybody else. So that said, I think that, you know, it's going to be ugly. But the optimistic part of me says we've got some pretty damn good receivers. We've got – if Orlovsky can hook up with Wayne and Pierre Garçon, or even Colley, those are three good guys that, you know, if they can penetrate that secondary, as Nick was saying, if they can manipulate that weakness, there's a part of me that says that this could be a lot closer game than what people are giving the Colts credit for.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Orlovsky. I mean, being they play in the season, we're 0-11. You know, why not? Why not just throw him in there and see what happens? But, you know, I'm a fan of Curtis Painter. You know, I mean, I became a fan of Curtis Painter. I mean, yeah, we haven't won a game yet. But, I mean, it's not necessarily his fault. I mean, you know, look at the last game. You know, we were driving all the way down to the NA through a pick in the end zone. But that was, you know, the closest game we've had all year. And, you know, I mean, it's just an all-around team effort. You know, and no one's been gelling this year at all. I mean, you know, you can say what you want about, you know, Pierre Garçon and, you know, Painter, you know, earlier in the season. Okay, where are they at now? You know, I mean, they're not gelling now. You know, I mean, it's the whole team. It's the whole situation. The whole situation is just horrible. You know, but no, then you're going to throw a new quarterback in there, and it's like, well, I mean, you look at it like, well, okay, yeah, I guess. And then you look at everybody, well, why not just keep Painter in? We're 0-11. Who cares at this point?
Well, here's the thing. I think what we're seeing here, and I think we're seeing the very beginning of a lot of stuff here, we're seeing that the Colts are ready to start making some changes. And the Colts are getting ready for a new season. Let's just face it. They are looking forward to next year. And we can talk about Andrew Luck all we want. You know, in yesterday's press conference, Peyton Manning basically said it's kind of inappropriate to be talking about Andrew Luck when we just had a coach got fired and people are playing for their jobs. You know, I agree with that to an extent. You know, maybe we should be focused on what's at hand and not be worried about what's going on with Peyton Manning. And, you know, we had some good news come from Peyton Manning that, you know, obviously he can now begin the next step in his rehab. And what all that entails, we don't know. We don't know how long much longer he's going to be out. You know, and I still am a firm believer that he's not going to be suited up at all this year. That's not going to happen. They're just not going to take that chance. That they just don't want it to happen. So that said, you know, let's look forward. I've heard from various different media people that we've had here on the show this week with Gary Snyder. We had Phil B. Wilson. We had Rich and I from Channel 13 Sports here locally in Indianapolis. We also had Greg Rakestraw yesterday. And Greg told me, he says, you know, I think that the Colts will enjoy the best of both worlds. They will have Andrew Luck and Peyton Manning. And, you know, contrary to what Bob Kravitz said in the Indianapolis Star, if you've got a rookie quarterback and you've got Peyton Manning and you've got somebody that Peyton Manning can mentor and shape, and Peyton Manning is healthy to play, and you know, I don't know. And it might be a financial disaster if they keep Peyton Manning and they pay his salary and they keep him for another year. That might be a financial disaster. However, according to Bill Polian on his radio show here locally in Indianapolis, He says they've got plenty of money, and money is not an issue. So I think those are all next season questions that will be answered. Obviously, they have to be answered. And you know, if Peyton Manning can play, I think Peyton Manning wants to be a Colt. But like he said in his press conference, he's not in personnel. And Bill Polian and Jim Irsay has to do what's best for the team. And no matter what, no matter how much us media people scream about our rumors of what we think or what we don't think, or what the fans scream, what they think or what they don't think, at the end of the day, Peyton Manning's role is the quarterback. Jim Irsay and Bill Polian's role is the personnel. Our roles is the media. Your roles, Brian, and other people are the fans, okay? The fans have to show up. The fans have to support, okay? The media has to report what they see and what and we can insert our opinion, but that's all it is. Insert opinion here. That is all it is. And we could speculate and we could say what's going to happen, what's not going to happen. But at the end of the day, the only person who knows for sure what's going to happen is Peyton Manning. And I think that our current coach wants to keep – I think Caldwell would like to keep Peyton Manning on the team because that's his best friend at this point. Because if Peyton Manning goes, I think you will see the dismissal of Jim Caldwell. If Peyton Manning stays – I don't think that Jim Caldwell will go anywhere. I think Jim Caldwell will be around for another year. And so tomorrow we've got the Patriots and the Colts. Every year this is a game that we circle and we say, this is the game. Obviously they moved it from primetime to an afternoon game. And understandably why they would do that from a marketing, from a business standpoint, I can see completely why they would do that, you know. But I don't let all that get to me. You know, here's what I say. Damn it, go out there and beat the Colts. Orlovsky, go out there and throw a hell of a game. And at the end of the day, look back and say, you know what? We got our asses handed to us by the New England Patriots. Everybody expected that. Or, you know what, damn it, we went out there and we played the best we could. We may not have won, but nobody expected us for the game to be as good and as close as it was. And I think if everybody goes out there and does their job and plays Colt football like they know how to play, Dwight Freeney, Reggie Wayne, Pierre Garçon, Austin Colley, if all of those guys go out there and play Colt football the way they know how to play, they can make this a much closer and a much better game, Brian.
Yeah, you know, it would be definitely the upset of the year by far. And, you know, if it was to happen, everyone would be sitting back thinking, okay, well, you know, what's going on now? Well, you know what, it's just a one game thing. It's a, you know, we're going 1-15. You know, but, man, that would be a huge upset. Just huge, but... You know, I mean, let's face reality. I don't know what the spread is in Vegas. I have no idea, but I'll tell you, it's probably not enough. You know, I mean, I don't see it being close at all. But if there's just one spark there, just one spark, you know, man, it'd be great. It'd be so great. You know, just be like, yeah, okay, we're really not that bad. You know. I mean, this like I've said before, this is the worst worst case scenario and the worst case situation. You know, it ain't gonna get any worse. All right, let's just face it. I mean, it only has to get better because there's no way in the world it's gonna get any worse. I mean, this is it. I mean, we're looking at 0-16. Who would have ever thought that we would be 0-16? I would have ever guessed that we would be 6-10. You know, I mean, 0-16. You know, if we can just get one spot tomorrow, I mean, it'd be great. It'd just be so great, especially against the Patriots.
Well, I think that one thing that we can be optimistic about, there's only been one time in history, NFL history, that there's ever been an 0-16 team. Ironically enough, Orlovsky played on that team. And that was with the Detroit Lions. So, I mean, you know, that is some good fun trivia. But from the optimistic standpoint, I think that the Colts have history in their favor. And I think that even if they don't beat the Patriots tomorrow, and by the way, that spread, I believe, is 21 points, the Vegas spread, obviously in favor of Detroit, I mean, in favor of New England. You know, so I don't think the Colts, I mean, I don't think the Patriots will cover the spread. I know I'm probably the lone ranger there.
That would be the spark. That would be a shocking, you know.
Well, I totally agree. So, guys, we want to hear your thoughts. What are your thoughts on the Colts-Patriots? What are your thoughts on some of the other NFL games going on? Brian, can you stick around? We're going to talk a little bit. I want to talk a little bit about this Dominic Asuog suspension, two games, enough, not enough. I know you had some things to say about that last week. You want to stay around? Can you stay around and talk about it?
Yeah,
again, you're on our – Brian is game day questionable today, so we have to have the trainers come out every now and then and say, hey, are you good to play? Thumbs up or thumbs down? How many fingers we got up? We'll be right back on the Balance Radio Network.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Welcome back to the Balance Gridiron. It is the Balance Radio Network right here on Blog Talk Radio. So glad that you could join us. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente of the aforementioned. And joining me today, as usual, well, we say as usual, today is his first game that he's missed, so part of the game. So, Mr. Brian Jensen, a.k.a. Super Colts fan, you can find him on Facebook. Brian Jensen, Super Colts fan, and I tell you what, this guy really is a Super Colts fan. We were out of the game last week, and I can tell you what, him and his entourage, it is photo century. So, you know, check him out if you're ever down at Lucas Oil Stadium. I'm sure that around Super Bowl time you'll find them walking around as well, you know, just pumping up the spirit as well. Well, we're talking about the Colts and the Patriots, about – you know, it's kind of an uphill battle for the Colts. And, you know, we could talk about it all day long, but I do want to get to some of the other news at hand. And obviously, one of the things that I want to talk about is I want to talk about some of the things, the storylines that have been coming out from Mr. Sue up in Detroit. And I know we got a lot of Detroit fans up there and listeners, so give us a call, 917-889-8516. Let me keep in mind also, guys, just for a point of housekeeping and a point of record, a lot of you guys hear this show on what's called a tape delay, which means that you guys are hearing us in the middle of the night, or you guys are hearing us, you know, at different time slots throughout the day. We are live if it is 10:23 Eastern, your time. So if it's Saturday morning, it is 10:23 a.m. Eastern, then we are live. You call us right now, 917-889-8516. If you call after that point, or it's in the middle of the night, or whatever, you're listening to us on a stream or an archive on iTunes or whatever, that number's not going to work. You can also send us an email, tbalance@ymail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter. Obviously, we get a lot of tweets. A lot of people follow us on Twitter. T-Balance, just capital T, capital B, and then all lowercase, A-N, the rest of the word, balance. I can't even spell today. Monday through Friday, though, right here on the Balance Radio Network, right here on Blog Talk Radio, myself and Gary Snyder Show team up with the simulcast on 1400 WBAT in Marion for the Gary Snyder Show. And we carry the last hour live with him on a simulcast, and then we always broadcast hour number two. And I usually jump in about half hour, at the half hour point of hour number two for that show. And we talk everything from sports to pop culture to politics, you know, a lot of politics. And, you know, we have a lot of fun with that show. So you guys might be saying, all you guys do is talk about sports. Come on, man. Come on. No, really, we do. We talk about a lot of stuff, but Saturday we are 100% dedicated to sports. Now, Brian, I want to talk with you about Dominic Assue up there in Detroit. Two-game suspension, enough, not enough? What are your thoughts?
I believe two-game suspension, there's something else that there that we're not hearing about. I believe that, you know, he probably said something to, you know, the commissioner, like, okay, look, I know I got an anger management problem. I'm going to go, you know, I'm going to get help. I'm going to get counseling. But I don't want this, you know, I don't want the media to know about it. You know, it's kind of keep, you know, they're kind of keeping it under wraps. It's kind of what I think. Because, I mean, two-game suspension for what he did after his past, after, you know, the other three or four incidences that he's had, I think that's kind of light. You know, but I mean, like I said, I said it last weekend. I mean, you know, he needs help. He's too young. You know, he's only been in the league a few years. You know, 2 years, 3 years. I can't remember how long it's been. But you know, he's a young player. He's a really young player, and the guy's extremely talented. I mean, we're looking at one of the guys that could be, you know, the probably one of the best at his position. You know, if not within the top five ever. You know, by the time his career is over now. With that being said, I mean, you don't want to, you know, go halfway through your career and now nobody wants you because, you know, you're this guy that no one wants to be around. You're stomping on, you know, people's arms and throwing, you know, trying to rip people's heads off and, you know, throwing them down to the ground, you know, violently. And, you know, he definitely, you know, you want to save that aggression for the field. You know, whatever you want to take it, you want to go out there and play your best. Or you want to have something build up. You want to get something psyched up. But, I mean, he just has a little bit more than normal, you know. I mean, something ain't right there, and he definitely needs help. But, you know, I believe, you know, two games, there's something behind it. There's something else that we're not hearing about, and I believe that, you know, he'll be all right. You know, he just needs to get, you know, things under control. And, you know, I believe, you know, eventually, I mean, overall, I mean, he'll be okay. As long as he gets help, he'll be all right.
Well, and you know, I agree with that. And here's the thing, really, if you want to ask my opinion, I think it should have been more. I mean, really, two games?
That's what I'm saying. I think there's something else there that nobody's hearing about. I mean, he's going to some shrink or some counselor or something that the media don't know about.
Well, I do know one thing that he said, at least this is the reports. I don't know if they're validated or true, but I'll just say on what I've been hearing that Tony Dungy has been having some private conversations with him. And as we know, Tony Dungy is kind of taking on the role as a self-proclaimed mentor to some of these young NFL players. And that's great. Tony Dungy is a great guy, and obviously he He helped out a lot in the Michael Vick situation. Everybody knows what a motivator he was. You've read his books. You know all about Tony Dungy, and I'm one of Tony Dungy's biggest fans. And I guess, you know, in a lot of ways, if you mess up and you can get Tony Dungy on your side, that speaks a lot and speaks volumes to the NFL commissioner, and that's been proven in the past. Now, I want to say that if you mess up enough, you need to be punished, whether or not Tony Dungy's on your side or not. So we'll see how that handles. I mean, for those of you that don't know, the NFL handed down a 2-game suspension to Detroit Lions defensive tackle Dominic Sue. And I really probably am butchering that name, but I know I'm saying the last name right, and you know who I'm talking about, number 90, on Tuesday, as the result of stomping on the arm of Green Bay's Evan Smith's during a Thanksgiving Day loss to the Packers. Now, let me say this. Granted, the Packers are having a phenomenal season this year, and by all accounts, probably are right on their way here to Indianapolis to the Super Bowl. One would think that that's probably a logical guess and a very conservative guess and a very appropriate guess. But even if that wasn't the case, I just say that makes it even worse. You've got a team that and you're playing. There was two situations here on Thanksgiving. One, Detroit really had it, and I'm not saying that that penalty had anything to do with the loss to Detroit, to Green Bay, because it didn't. But what I will say is this, that you had two storylines going on there. You had a great Green Bay team and a pretty good Detroit team that really had a good chance of coming in and finally winning on Thanksgiving Day. Detroit did not need that distraction. And for the Lions, you know, I don't know. We'll talk about this suspension a little bit. But for the Lions, this was a magic number, a Dodge bigger bullet blessing. With that punishment, Sue waives any appeal. So he's not gonna get an appeal. And he's happily going to take a seat and rest up and be thankful that his outburst basically had no impact on the franchise. Now, that's the big picture that I'm trying to point out here. You got to look at the fact that finally the Detroit Lions were getting the national spotlight in a positive manner. And this does nothing but shine a light on you in a negative manner. Now, it may not have affected the franchise in the aspect of in a wins or losses type situations. Obviously, the Lions play at New Orleans on Sunday night, which was supposed to be the Colts and the Patriots, but we won't go there. a game that would be, I mean, I think that's going to be a loss with or without Sue. I mean, I really do. And then the following week, they have a Indianapolis Colts caliber team, the Minnesota Vikings, a game which they should very well win with or without Sue. So this stretch was always about achieving a split. Anything more is just a major bonus. Anything less is a disaster. But one thing that should be avoided, no matter of the play of their, no matter what, is that type of outburst by a defensive lineman. You got to remember, these guys are the biggest guys on the team. Okay? You cannot be, when you're down, you're down, you're down. Now, I'm all for, you know, playing it out. I'm all for, you know, this is a physical game. This is a very high-impact game. I'm all for that. You know, the Lions had a 5-0 start. Like I said, generated a lot of positive publicity for the Lions, something the Lions really, really needed. But it was never going to last, and I think everybody knows that. And injuries and inexperience have taken their toll. And so I guess what I'm trying to say is Dominic Sue's outburst did nothing but turn around all the positive things that have happened. And I just think when you are the commissioner and you're handing down a suspension to an individual like Dominic Sue, which we know isn't his first outburst, I just think that there has to be more weighted than decision. But like you said, Brian, we weren't privy to some of the behind the scenes closed door meetings that happened when this was down. So we'll see what happens. You know, Dominic Cassius sets for a couple games, and we'll see what they do with New Orleans and Minnesota. One would think that they would get that split. But, you know, if that doesn't happen, then, you know, that could be very bad for the franchise of the Detroit Lions. All right, we're going to get back. We're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming bowl game season. Obviously, there's some Indiana teams that are going to be headed to some bowls. One would think so. I think Gary Snyder is going to be joining us here in a few minutes as well. And also, we're going to talk a little bit about the Big Ten championship game. And as usual, and if Brian can stick around, we'll see. But as usual, we're going to just kind of talk about tomorrow's game, kind of get a quick preview on some of those games, and try to get our picks in as well right here on the Balance Radio Network. We'll be right back. My name's Sal Marquis, El Presidente. It is Saturday. It is the third day of December. So glad you're here.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com. Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley, Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Segment, the last quarter of the Balance Gridiron, the Balance on the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente, of the aforementioned. And with me is my interim co-host, and when hell, we'll just call him co-host from now on. I'm tired of using the word interim. Mr. Brian Jensen, who's nursing an injury. Brian, without going into too much of your private details, no, I'm just kidding. What happened? What'd you do? What caused you to be in so much pain?
Long story short, all right. On Wednesday, I was working. I was working a job, and I fatigued a muscle in my arm, and which pretty much causes me not. I wasn't even able to really lift my cell phone on Wednesday night, and able to even dial any numbers, have enough strength to dial the numbers on my cell phone. So Thursday, I couldn't work Thursday, so now I'm making up everything today that I was supposed to do on Thursday. So that's why I couldn't call in earlier, because I was doing something else. I was working at a place, and then you text me and said, Nick called in, so I was like, well, I'm going to stick on for the rest of the day.
All right. Well, and, you know, we all work our real jobs that we've got as well, because as of yet, we're not picking up those ESPN salaries. So we've all got real jobs, so we totally understand and glad that
Mr. Brian Jensen can join us today. Now, Brian, you and I were downtown in Indianapolis, and we ran across a couple as we were walking up to the pro shop in the mall there. We were talking to a couple from Pennsylvania, and you know, we were talking about the Big Ten Championship, and at that point we didn't know that it was going to be Wisconsin and Michigan State, and we were talking about Penn State and Wisconsin. So obviously a lot of people are paying attention to this game. It's on a neutral field. So let's talk about this game, this big game, the inaugural Big Ten Championship game at Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium. It is the Wisconsin Badgers against the Michigan State Spartans. I don't really think that there's any big surprise there. I think that Michigan has earned a right to be – I mean, both of them have. But I think Wisconsin certainly has earned the right to be there. I think Wisconsin will come away with the inaugural trophy. By all indications, they are just a certainly much more dominant, much more stronger team. But what are your thoughts on the Michigan State-Wisconsin game?
Are you really going to do this to me? Andrew being a kind of championship game, you know, it's gonna be fun to watch, and I mean that's something that you know I'd like to go watch. And I mean I don't know any of the players, I don't know anything about college football. You know, I try to watch it every now and then, but you know, just for me to learn another team and even the conferences, it's like a whole other job for me. I just really don't. Yeah, for anyone listening out there, I'm not a college football expert whatsoever. Andrew Luck. That's all I know. That's all I know.
Well, I tell you what, I think it's fitting that it's here in Indianapolis. Obviously, for those of you that do not know, the NCAA headquarters are right here in Indianapolis. Obviously, it's just another big event that the city gets to host, and I just think that it's just grown and grown and grown over the last few years with the addition of a lot of different big games that we host here in the Indianapolis area. And I think anybody that's been here to Indianapolis, and I'm not just saying this because it's my home, and it's not really my hometown. I grew up south of here in southern Indiana, but where I live here in Indianapolis now, I own property. I'm a man of citizenship in the city of Indianapolis. So I'll call it my hometown because I've been here for a good number of years. It's a great city. It's a great, friendly city. Everybody is in comparison to other cities, if you do much traveling, nothing against your city. But I will tell you that Indianapolis goes first class, goes all the way. And, you know, we're just really deep into the rich tradition of the Big Ten here in Indianapolis. And I just think that it's fitting that we have the inaugural Big Ten Championship right here in Indianapolis. Like I said, the tradition-rich Big Ten Conference would have its inaugural football championship in Indianapolis, a town. It's just such a modern town. We've got the retractable roof and lots of stuff going on downtown, obviously preparing for the Super Bowl. And, you know, here's the thing. When the game's over, when the Wisconsin-Michigan State game ends Saturday night, it'll probably go down as a huge success. It's a neutral field. It's a first Big Ten championship. And really, the tickets weren't that expensive. I think I was seeing some on StubHub for as low as $14, well below face value. And Brian, you know something a little bit about getting tickets and selling tickets, but that's a pretty good deal. And you know, we've got some good storylines here, and obviously, you know, there's other championships going on tonight, and there's other big bowl games that are going on, and I want to hopefully we could get Gary Snyder on here real soon to talk about some of those bowl games. But the Big Ten, I think having a championship is a big thing, and I don't think it's going to matter who as far as the national championship goes, because I think LSU could lose today, and it'll still probably be a rematch of LSU and Alabama in the Big Ten, not in the Big Ten, but in the BCS national championship. What are your thoughts on the Big Ten championship, on the bowl games? We certainly want to get those. 917-889-8516 is the digits. Remember, if you're hearing this and it's in the middle of the night, you're not going to be able to get through to us. I know a lot of our affiliates and a lot of our different outlets air us on what's called a tape delay, which basically they get an MP3 file of this program, and they air it that fits best for their program. And we're glad to have you whatever time of the day that you're listening to us. But if you're listening to us live, you can pick us up 917-889-8516. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter, T Balance. You can also follow us on Facebook, The Balance. Just search The Balance and hit like. It's that easy. Also, Gary Snyder Show, Gary L. Snyder Show.com, I believe is what it is. Of course, you can find him on Twitter. Just Google Gary Snyder. You can find him. And Brian Jenkins as well. Would love to have you on Facebook. Just Brian Jenkins, a.k.a. Super.
Not Jenkins, Jensen.
What did I say? Jenkins?
Jenkins.
Jensen. Is it Jensen or Jenkins?
Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N.
Man, we went the
sad
whole show
sack.
And nobody got sad sack today, and I was really beginning to think that wasn't going to happen today. But hey, at least if it's going to happen to anybody, it'll happen to me, because damn it, it's
at
my
least
show.
You're turning your mic on.
That's right. Whatever was going on out of my system, maybe I should have been on the injured list last week. Well, you know, while we're waiting for Gary to call in, let's just kind of so we can get through some of this. And I don't know if he's going to be able to call in or not. He might just stand us up, you know, much like, you know, I don't know, maybe he's gotten so big now that he's got his own coffee mug and stuff now. I'm not really sure. But let's talk about some of – because we've got about 15 minutes left. I want to make sure that we get through some of these other games that are going on. I want to talk a little bit. And there's Gary. See, what, when, it's like Candyman. You say his name in the mirror three times, and there he is. Mr. Gary Snyder, how you doing, sir?
I am awesome. And yourself?
I am doing good. You know what? We went the whole show. Nobody got sad sacked until just a few minutes ago, but that's okay. We're not playing movie or bowel movement today. So I just want to know, have you recouped from that? Because you seem to be highly intoxicated with that game yesterday.
Well, obviously it was very funny, and I think I had a winner. We did take a winner, and I think the Children of the Corn wins it.
For those of you that do not know that missed us yesterday on, like I said, here on the Balance Radio Network, we were playing a game that Gary started early in the show before we joined him here on the Balance Radio Network called – it was a hashtag game on Twitter called Movie or Bowel Movement, and basically you were to come up with a title of a movie that could also be a title of a bowel movement. So Children of the Corn wins it. All right. I don't even want to get Gary started on again because it was a long afternoon. No, I'm just kidding. But we've been talking. So obviously, and you missed our guest that calls in again. You missed him, Nick from Maine, and you'll have to go back and listen to the show later on today. But he spent almost the first hour with us, or he spent about half hour with us, I guess, talking about the Colts and the Patriots. And this guy is far beyond his years, and he's 12 years old, mind you, Gary, 12 years old, and he knows everything there is to know about the Patriots, and so it was a lot of fun talking with him. So you missed that. You have to go back there and listen to that. But what I want to do is we were just talking about some bowl games and obviously the inaugural Big Ten championship here in Indianapolis, Wisconsin and Michigan State. What I want to do is talk some Notre Dame because we haven't had a chance to do that in a few weeks, and obviously Notre Dame got off to a slow start. You're our Notre Dame expert. You've been AWOL for a few weeks. So, Gary, let's talk a little bit about some college football, Notre Dame. What are your thoughts? And we'll just kind of let you lead the ship for a few minutes.
Well, I think Notre Dame overall had a pretty successful season. Obviously not the season they wanted, especially after the first two games and the turnovers did them in against South Florida and Michigan. They came back strong, didn't finish the way I would like against Stanford, but who does finish well against Stanford except maybe Oregon? So, overall, I think successful season, not going to the BCS Bowl that they would like, but obviously building blocks. And as you see, Brian Kelly's recruits come in and mature and, continue through the process of their education. My guess is within the next year or two, you will see them back in the upper tier of football teams and competing for the BCS Bowl and possibly even a national championship before it's all said and done.
Now, Gary, let me ask you this about Notre Dame. As you look back on this past Notre Dame season, what's been the biggest surprises of the Irish, the biggest disappointment? What are your thoughts?
You know, the biggest surprise, I think, has to be the turnovers. Nobody was really expecting the turnovers that they had, especially early on in the season. And when you take a look at their four losses, every one of them can be attributed back to turnovers. And the old adage that, you know, turnovers will lose you the game every time, I think applied to this Notre Dame season this year.
Brian, do you have any questions for Gary other than Andrew Luck?
How do they make their helmets look so pretty? No, you're torturing me, God.
we'll let Brian off the hook a little bit. But so let's look ahead. We'll talk about Notre Dame, and we haven't had a chance to talk much hoops. Let's talk a little bit about Notre Dame hoops going forward here. What are your thoughts on the Notre Dame season this year in basketball, Gary?
Well, I think starting off, there was a lot of promise for the season. Tim, and I'm going to mess up his name, Abram. We'll just call him Tim. Their top returner from last year had to set out the first five games of the season due to some NCAA violations that were through no fault of his own. And just before he was supposed to return, he blew out his left knee and is done for the season. So I think when you take a look at this Notre Dame team this year, I think they'll probably at best finish 500 in the Big East. Probably be lucky to make the NCAA tournament once it's all said and done.
Well, we've got some bowl games that are coming up, and we don't really have time to get into a lot of these bowl games. Obviously, the Rose Bowl is coming up. So it looks like that we're going to have the championship rematch of LSU and Alabama, one of your most favorite things to talk about, Gary. So what are your thoughts about that?
I'll sleep through it.
you'll just keep quiet on that one, huh?
Well, you know, I want to thank, I mean, the first time they played, very boring game. You have a team in LSU that probably deserves to be there. You know, I go to the Alabama team. Are they the second best team in the nation? Who knows? We don't know. You have a whole host of teams that are there with one loss. They really need to do something that if you don't win your conference or even a division within your conference, no way should you be playing for a national championship. And until the BCS figure something out, like a playoff, you're going to have these games where you have, the Alabamas and the LSUs of the world where, you know, they get a lot of votes. To pump up their BCS ratings, and, you know, it's going to be a sleeper for most of the country.
And I totally agree with that. We do need to get to a playoff system, but one thing I want to do is make sure that, because we always run out of time, so I want to make sure we got some time to get through these games. Tomorrow, obviously, we've talked about the Colts and the Patriots, so let's just start there and we'll get it over with. And we already know what happened between Seattle and Philadelphia. It's not always sunny in Philadelphia. We'll just put it that way. So the Colts, the Patriots tomorrow, obviously that's the farting elephant in the room. Who do you pick? And real quickly, what do you think the score is going to be?
Well, I think it's the Patriots. I don't see this game being close. Bill Belichick is going to hold nothing back against the Colts. He never does against any team. And if he has a chance to beat the Colts 90-0, he will. I think this game ends up being about 45-14.
All right, and Brian, I know you've already talked about what the Colts will do. I think it's going to be a lot.
52-10.
I think it's going to be a lot closer. I think that the Colts will lose. I'm not saying that they'll win, but I tell you one bold prediction that I am going to make. I think New England will not cover the spread, and that's 21 points. And I think we're looking in a much closer game if, as we talked about earlier, Dwight Freeney and some of the other key players could come together, and there can be some key mades by Dan Orlovsky. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. But I still think that we're going to have a much closer game, somewhere around the 21-18 margin. It's going to be an exciting game to watch. I'm just holding out optimistic for that, and that's a bold prediction of the day. But we do have to move forward. And so I'm going to go through these games, and really I just kind of want to pick the winners. And just if you got something brief to say, because we got about 5 minutes to get through these, so we want to get through all of them. Tennessee and Buffalo tomorrow. Brian.
Tennessee.
Gary.
I'm going to go with Buffalo.
Okay. I thought he was going to say something else with that. You know, I like Buffalo. I really do. And, you know, Tennessee's kind of been struggling a little bit. And so, you know, I'm optimistic about that. So I'm gonna go with Buffalo on that as well. Kansas City and Chicago.
Chicago.
I'll have to go with the Bears too. The Chiefs are just awful.
Yeah, I think that even without Jay Cutler, the Bears do a job on Kansas City on this one. Hey guys, remember this name when it comes to the Bears, Donovan McNabb. Okay, going on next. Atlanta and Houston. Brian.
Atlanta.
I'm going with Atlanta too. Houston without Matt Schaub are not the same team.
See, I disagree with that. I think Matt Schaub is a great leader. I think he did a lot for that team. I like Houston in this game. I think it's going to be one of the upsets of the week. Houston. Okay, Oakland at Miami.
Oakland. Brian.
Gary.
I'm going with the Dolphins. They won three in a row before that Thanksgiving Day loss to Dallas. They played well and probably should have won that game against Dallas. But the Dolphins are playing really well right now. I look for them to beat the Raiders.
I'm going to have to go ahead and go with Oakland. I like what Carson Palmer's doing out there. I like him, so I'm going to go with the Raiders. Denver and Minnesota. Gary, Brian, whoever.
Go ahead, Gary. Go ahead.
I'm going to go with Tebow. Matter of fact, I'm Tebowing right now.
Brian.
Tebow.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Tebow, too. We talked about Indianapolis, New England, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh. Whoever.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's hard to go against the Steelers on this one.
I like the Bengals, my other upset of the week. Carolina and Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay.
I'm going to go with Carolina on this one. They're on a roll after beating the Colts, so Cam Newton carries the day.
I agree with Gary on this one. This is another Cam Newton day. The Jets and the Redskins.
Jets.
I can't stand the Jets, and I'll never pick them, so I'm going with the Redskins.
I'm going to go with the Jets on this one. Baltimore and Cleveland.
Baltimore.
Gary?
Baltimore looks like they're the team to beat after what they did to the 49ers in the Harbaugh. The Ravens.
I like the Ravens, too. Dallas and Arizona, Brian.
It's probably going to be the closest game of the day. I'd pick Dallas, but not by far.
I'm going with the Gary? Upset. The Cardinals pull up the upset win down in Tempe or Phoenix or wherever the hell they play.
All right, we've got just a few seconds left, so just pick a winner. Green Bay, New York, Giants.
Green Bay.
Gary.
Green Bay.
Green Bay as well. St. Louis, San Francisco.
St. Louis.
Gary.
What was the game again? I was reading something.
St. Louis, San Francisco.
I'm going with the 49ers.
I like the Rams on this one. Detroit, New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Gary.
You know, if they're playing in New Orleans, it's hard to pick against Drew Brees.
I'm going to go with New Orleans as well. Last game, Monday night, San Diego, Jacksonville. Quickly, Brian.
San Diego.
San Diego.
San Diego. Well, guys, you know, we finally did it. We went through the entire weekly schedule. So, Gary, real quickly, where can people find your work?
GaryLSnyder.com, GarySnyderShow.com. It takes you to the same place. Weekday 3 to 6 on 1400 WBAT out of Marion. You can catch the stream live both on Blog Talk and through the Gary L. Snyder website. And weekdays 9 to noon on WROM Radio. That's RealmsOfMusic.com. Keep in mind, Jesse Ventura, Monday on the Gary Snyder Show.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that. Brian, how can people find you on Facebook?
Brian Jensen, not Jenkins, J-E-N-S-E-N, or Colt Superfan, hometown Indianapolis.
Well, there you go, guys. You can find us here at www.thebalanceonline.com, obviously the Balance Radio Network. We'll be back on the air on Monday evening at 5 o'clock with Gary L. Snyder, and at 5:30 we will also have Jesse Ventura on the Balance Radio Network. Guys, we'll see you. Have a great weekend.
Boo!
Boo!
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It's wonderful.
Oh, bravo.
More!
More!
More!